Thank you very much for having me. MSF has been trying to assist the population in Sudan for the last 1 year. We operate at the moment in different regions, including Darfur, Khartoum, Jazeera State, which are the most affected states in terms of the armed conflict. We are trying to do our best to scale up our assistance at the moment, but there is a massive gap of aid in the country. The needs are huge, that our teams are overstretched. In the month of January, we did an assessment of malnutrition in the camp of Zamzam that's located close to the El Fashir town in North Darfur. We found an alarming state of malnutrition in the children under five. And today, the MSF is trying to set up a hospital to care for the malnourished children. But we are calling for more aid to be delivered in Sudan, and not only in North Darfur, but in different regions, because we are observing the same situation everywhere.
And your statement was saying whatever has been delivered is a drop of water in the ocean. Tell us how difficult it is to reach those who are really affected by this conflict.
Well, there are difficulties in terms of access across Sudan. We have difficulties, for example, to ship supplies to our hospitals. We have also difficulties with visas of personnel to get the permits and the visas that international health workers and humanitarian personnel need to support the Sudanese colleagues who are already on the ground. So that's one major constraint, and it's one that we are requesting for the warring parties and authorities in Sudan, especially in Port Sudan, to facilitate and put in place a system, a permit system that's more simplified and facilitates humanitarian aid. The other challenge, of course, is the assistance, which is not adequate, and we are overstretched, and in most of the places we feel very alone. For example, in North Darfur that I was speaking about, there is most of the organizations left in April 2023, and since then they did not come back. And we have three health facilities there, and at the moment, those three health facilities that are supported by MSF are the only ones serving a population of 2.8 million, which is really an enormous task. And that's why we are calling for a scale-up of humanitarian assistance and protection.
Let's talk about donors' response. I know that there is conflict in Ukraine, there is conflict in Gaza, and the Sudan's conflict seemed to have gained little attention. How is the donor response?
Well, we have the same feeling. I confirm that there is a high level of neglect. With this conflict, which has already claimed many lives and displaced millions of people inside Sudan and in the region, has not received the attention it deserves. There are the places where we are present, where MSF is present. We see what some of my colleagues refer to as humanitarian desert. So we don't have a humanitarian actors that we normally see in a crisis of this nature on the ground. And of course, the terms of the funding, I know that the refugees, the Sudanese refugees in Chad, on the Chad border in east of Chad, are also struggling in terms of the organization don't have funding. So the aid is also being scaled down there.
How would you see Sudan moving on from now with all these challenges that you were mentioning? I mean, it appears like there's no light at the end of the tunnel. How do you see Sudan moving forward?
Well, I really hope that we will not have another year of neglect, of obstruction to humanitarian assistance, of violating the civilian population, of breaking the international humanitarian law. And so that's what we are hoping for. That's what we are calling for. For MSF, as much as possible, we're trying to reach the population, but we cannot do it alone, and we are calling for for donors, for international community, for international organizations to do more to get aid across the borders of Sudan, and also to facilitate within Sudan